This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Wake up, Atlanta. No more days go by. That's right. He's back. This is the Morning Shift. I am Bo Morgan. They call me Squidbilly. She's the first lady of baseball in Atlanta, and she attends concerts solo. And he is the former Atlanta Falcon. He was a national champion, an All-American, and a team captain. Michael, don't ask him what the P stands for. Johnson. And with a bad Nintendo game list connoisseur, Dylon Matthews joins our force. We are the Morning Shift. Allie.
Nice work.
How you pre-gaming for Keith Urban already?
Yeah. You know, I am.
Mimosas. Everybody, mimosas.
It's time. Yes, I know everybody heard the news yesterday. He's making his grand return back to Atlanta. We cannot wait to see Keith Urban.
Yes.
At Solaris Amphitheater tonight.
Clear your schedules.
As I told you, no more days go by.
Yeah. No more days go by. Yeah, Keith's back, which unfortunately, another guy is back as well. Do you guys hear about this?
Who? What?
Mm.
I don't know. Grant was sending me gifts last night.
Grant's coming back on the show
Twitter.
Today.
He is coming. Well, let's go around the room and see what the headlines are and see if anyone nails what's happening today. Bo, we'll start with you.
The T-Wolves are down, but they're not out.
All right. Dylan?
It's time to really make things up.
Okay. Interesting.
Y'all are confused.
That was a tease.
Yeah. Mike, what about
you? As I got called out for yesterday.
Like, what are we just – is it a tease-a-thon? I'm getting my right shoulder loose. I'm going to volunteer later on today to be the new third base coach for the Atlanta Braves. I'm getting the windmill going. You know what I mean? I'm just getting the windmill going.
Sign that up for things we didn't need.
Yeah, well, can't get any worse.
Well, let's go back to what is officially happening. When did the Braves send out a tweet last night to make it official? I know we all saw the rumors yesterday.
I don't know when the official tweet came out because
it was like 10 o'clock.
I can give you a ballpark because Abe texted me right when it happened when I was asleep.
I know that I see one of the tweets said Acuna's in a lineup in Louisville for Gwinnett in Louisville, and that he was in the lineup for today. And I'm like, and so then I was like, sounds like someone's going to Keith Urban. I start talking trash.
Yep.
And I think that was before I went on the course. And then by the fourth hole that I played, before I teed off on the fourth hole that I was playing, I remember seeing the Kelnick's now leading off. Acuna's been scratched. And I was like, and then, I was like, shoot.
Before I give y'all the exact time of when it was officially announced on the Braves' official Twitter account, does anybody want to make any final guesses?
I would say that it was probably about 9:30 when they officially announced it.
9:30?
I think I saw it. So I think it was 10:01.
Okay.
Mike?
I got a text from Abe at 10:25, so I'm going to go with 10:23.
It was indeed 10:01.
Yay!
Of course, you know the first lady of baseball was going
to
know.
It affected my plans for today. Yeah. So
yeah, that's
I needed
true.
To know because, you know, the tweet had been put out that Kelnick was in the lineup. He was starting off, and so potentially Acuna's coming back. And then, you know, Brandon Gaudin was talking about it on the broadcast last night. I was like, if he's talking about it, it's really official. But maybe not. The Braves haven't said it.
Yeah. No, but I think we're all pretty excited about it, right?
Yes.
I mean, like, even, you know, 10 o'clock, 10:30, whatever Allie wants to cheat with.
I'll be anxious to get more than my opinion on this is how they handle him. Is he going to start tonight and then be off Saturday? Is like and I think maybe even the bigger question is who doesn't play tonight in the outfield? Is it Eli or is it Verdugo? Mm-hmm.
Is it going to be a platoon moving forward?
I do believe that who is pitching will have some say in who is playing in that other position. But you know, I'm very interested to see if he plays tomorrow. Very, and I'm assuming it's, I need to double check, but I'm assuming Saturday is a night game. I know that Monday the team's off, right? So they play the Padres for three, then they have an off day. And so I'm kind of curious of how all of that plays out, but I would expect him to play two of the next three games.
So tonight,
in some way.
Tonight is 7:15, tomorrow is 4:10.
So I bet I could see him having tomorrow off. I'm not sure if they'd rest him on a Saturday. Maybe they'd rest him on Sunday. Maybe he plays two, then has a third. But there is I would be blown away if he plays 3 days in a row.
I'm with you on that one. I'm going to veer more towards I think he plays Friday, Saturday, and then they go, okay, hey, this, you know, when we get to Sunday, let's kind of rehash how you're feeling and kind of reset from there. And I can't remember off the top of my head if they play Monday or not.
They do not.
No, they're off.
Okay, I would say you play 2 days, get 2 days off. And then kind of reassess as you head into the Tuesday. I think it's a good question. I think, you know, what's the split look like? What's the lineup look like with each of those guys when Eli White's in or when Verdugo's in? I don't know the answer to that, but I think it's going to be interesting to see kind of how they slot guys now because you're rearranging everything.
So you think 2 days then off makes more sense than day on, day off, day on, day off?
Yeah, I do.
Okay, because I'm just curious. I'm not arguing with you or anything. I'm just curious what you thought.
No, I'm not taking it that way. I think just eventually you're going to be an everyday player anyway. So I think I think usually one of the final hurdles, you know, for relievers, we've talked about this with Kimbrel. I think one of the final hurdles of getting back in a lineup is can you play back-to-back days?
Yeah, that's the only reason why I thought maybe they would do that and then do 2 days on, a day off.
But I think the fact that you have an off day Monday just leads me to believe that you play two, we make sure we can get the back-to-back, we kind of reassess how we feel, because then I think after that, if you can get those 2 days to kind of reassess and you feel fine coming back for the Tuesday game, now it's like gloves off, let's move forward.
And I'm not saying any of that to rain on the parade or anything like that. I just think it's important for fans to understand this isn't Snitker be overthinking things. This is them still wanting to take it and it slowly and do the right thing with him.
Yeah,
I mean, I still think he's going to lead off and hit a home run on the first pitch tonight. So, y'all just,
Well, no, fingers crossed on that.
I mean, I went full freaky. He's going to hit a grand slam on the first pitch he sees. But, John, he's leading off. It doesn't matter.
He can make it happen. Yeah. He's that magical.
It's Ronald Acuna.
That's my question, though, is the other day we had such high expectations for Spencer Strider, and I think it was a little unfair because he was just getting back into the swing of things. So are we going to temper our expectations for tonight?
That's okay. Let me throw it back at you. I want to throw it right back.
Okay.
Technically, Spencer Strider did pretty well with his first appearance back.
True.
After being out, because remember he faced the Blue Jays and struck out like 9 or something. That said, then he gets hurt pretty quickly and he's out.
Yeah.
But I think he's going to have a good night at the plate. I don't know why. I just, there's, because for him, Remember the excitement that you saw from him when you went to Gwinnett last Thursday night, Allie?
Yeah.
So, I mean, talk about that real quick and then answer your – I want you to rehash that and then answer this because I think that excitement means he comes in and there's something special or good happens in the first game back, right?
Yeah, it was – you're right. It was Thursday last week that I went, and he was kind of asked, are you going to be brought up sooner? Because he was scheduled to be out in Gwinnett for over the weekend and everything. And he was asked, you know, are you thinking they might bring you up sooner? And the light that went off in his eyes was like, could they?
Yeah.
Please? He just looked so excited, and there was fire in his eyes. He just loves the game of baseball and is ready to be back with the Braves and all the fans.
Well, and I think that's where that's my starting point, right? And I think that so much of, like, what's the lineup look like? How good is Ronald Acuna? Because I think we all saw it coming off the 2021 ACL tear, which was halfway through the season. Right. And then he plugs back in the lineup in 2022 and hits what, 265? You know, something along those lines. Not what you expect of him given a full season. It wasn't that guy. And then all of a sudden the next year, his average jumps 70 points and he's stealing 70 bases. Mm-hmm. I think at this point, like in terms of the stats, wake me up in mid June. In terms of just the actual statistics, on base percentage, home runs, whatever it is from the leadoff position. Wake me up in mid-June. That's when I'll decide what I think of Ronald Acuna moving forward. I think for right now, just having his presence, to your point, back in the clubhouse, having that personality back on the base pass, that aggression, that just overall fun mentality that it seems like so many times we look at this lineup and think they don't have. So right. Just for the next 3 weeks, give me the fun and anything that comes after that, I'll work that out in my mind. That's my expectation.
And it's kind of like, you know, I got into the argument the other guy, day with a guy who was like, walks don't mean anything. I don't care if he goes 0 for 0 with four walks because him on the base pads changes everything.
Yeah.
Guy can go from first to home on what would be a slide, you know, a sliding double, right? You know, like where a guy's a slide in. I mean, a guy can go from, hell, I've seen him go to first home on a single before. We've all seen that. It just having that speed and aggressiveness at the top of the lineup, and now Verdugo, when he is playing, a guy that's been asked to be the leadoff guy can just maybe go 6 or 7. Now you can move Ozzie down. Now you can move Michael Harris down. I want Michael Harris hitting anywhere from 7 to 9 now. I'd rather him be at 9. That's where he's been the best. Right before Ronald, that was when he had his best. That was when he was his best. Was right there. So yeah, I think you. Solid points by y'all is that just him in the lineup, it just gives it. There's no negative to getting the probably the third or fourth best player in baseball back.
No, that's not. You're 2 years removed from MVP, man. It even if you are, you know, 10 points better than you were a few years ago when coming off the ACL, then I'll take it. Right, it's better than what we've got going on right now. All right, we need to go to break, and we'll get in later, obviously. You talk about going first to third for Ronald Acuna. Don't do it with Austin Riley, though. Oof. That's not good. I don't need any of that. Thank you very much from our third base coach. A couple blunders out of that spot the last couple of days. All right, we're going to go to break. When we come back, we're going to hit front page. We've got to talk about the new college football playoff seedings. Some interesting notes coming off that. Also, we're going to talk Atlanta Falcons and Michael Penix Jr. There is one tool that Michael Penix is using that T.J. Yates is thinking is going to send him to the next level. I'll let you hear from T.J. Yates when we come back as well. It's the Morning Shift, Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere. Applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Hey, everyone. Summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
6:23, the morning shift, Sports Radio 92.9, the game, off and running. Allie's already, she's got two mimosas already. We'll see what happens. Keith Urban just coming around the corner. You're probably not a tailgater, though. You tailgate? Well, I guess if Grant would have been there.
Listen, I'm a concert pro.
Okay.
So I have my system.
Yeah, you're this old hat.
Yeah. I know what I do. I get there. If you ever go to a concert with me, I'm a terrible person to go to a concert with because I get there late. I know the set list. And then I leave early.
No. Oh, boo this man. Boo.
I know. But I go off for the songs I want, and then I leave.
Wow.
I'm a concert snob. It's terrible.
Do you know where the secret parking lot is, though?
I do.
Okay, good.
Hold on.
I introduced Bo to the secret parking lot last time.
I'm a little disappointed in you right now.
Me?
Yeah, because Allie has been in radio for about 16, 17 years.
A long time, yes.
Long time.
But she has been spent a majority of that time in radio on the music side.
Sure.
So you don't think she knows how to do a concert?
No, I just
like,
asked her
she tailgates. She's hosted parties at concerts. She knows where all the secret tailgate spots are. Like, I mean, that's like me asking you, hey, like, so how do you, you know, what do you do before a football game? Like,
if you ask me if I tailgated before a football game, that's a good conversation.
I mean,
yeah.
So just take a step back.
I didn't take a shot at her music fandom, although I am now after knowing the set list. Come on, man.
I like that you both are like fighting for my honor in a weird way on this. You're both defending me in different ways. Oh, I like it.
I do have a problem with you set list people. Amy does the same thing. And I'm like, just go be. She goes, well, don't you want to know? I go, no, I want to be pleasantly surprised or pissed off after that they didn't play the song that I wanted to hear.
You hear that? He just wants to be in the moment, Allie.
I understand it, but I cannot. I'm too type A.
Don't make it sound like that, all right?
Yeah. Well, that's what you were doing.
I do want to be in the moment. That's why I don't take pictures about everything that happens.
You're so sentimental. Anyways, we got to get into this Falcons conversation. They got so much stuff to hit today. This Falcons conversation. Now, obviously, the assistant coaches, we talked a little bit about Jeff Ulbrich yesterday, how I'm still concerned about the middle of that defense, and he doesn't seem to think that focusing on the run needs to come to the forefront. We also heard from T.J. Yates a couple of days ago. I thought this was very eye-opening. T.J. Yates, who is now, if you guys don't remember, he's the quarterback coach, used to be the wide receiver coach for Arthur Smith. He's the quarterback coach. Also, one of my old teammates. He was one of the backup quarterbacks that I was with in Atlanta. He is now Michael Penix's quarterback coach. And there is one tool that has come to the forefront. If you guys haven't seen this, I think a clip of Tua using this has gone viral that Miami put out with the GoPro on the helmet. Well, T.J. Yates was asked about it, man. How good of a tool can the GoPro be?
It was a really good tool, not only to see what the quarterback's looking at, see his vision and stuff, but you get to hear the play call in the huddle. You get to hear how they're communicating at the line of scrimmage. So it's a really good tool to help, you know, like in Mike's perspective, help him progress and hear how Kirk was calling plays and how he handled stuff at the line of scrimmage and, you know, audibles and protection adjustments and all those things. So it was a really good tool for him to kind of just learn and, you know, see how the game is and also help him hear himself. Now, he'll admit it, he hated it because he didn't like hearing his own voice for whatever reason.
So in my experience, this is what's really interesting about this cut to me. My experience, there's a number of different ways to go about practice. Sometimes you will have what you call a two-huddle system where on each, like outside of each hash, you'll have the first string outside of one hash and mm-hmm. you'll have the second string outside the other hash. And even if you're missing somebody, like you'll just leave that spot empty mm-hmm. and that group will go and you'll run the same script. And that way, if like you're a second string guy, you can kind of look over at what the first stringer is doing and going, oh, they made this call. Oh, they slid the protection this way. He attacked this guy. They got this blitz, right? There's a couple different ways of doing it. Or you can go like eight plays at a time with the first string and then eight plays at a time with the second string, right? And kind of just, you know, make sure you're getting your cardio up. I thought it was interesting what he said about Kirk Cousins right there. And he's like, Mike can kind of see how Kirk Cousins is calling it, how Kirk's doing the protections, how Kirk might be calling it at the line of scrimmage. Because it leads me to believe you're getting a split huddle sequence where one group is going, another group is going. And on one side of the field, though, you have the 14-year vet and Kirk Cousins with also a GoPro on his helmet. And you've been out there and we've been out there. We've seen the video boards now. I think it's extremely insightful just to hear that one snippet, not only about the GoPro, but about kind of what the relationship could be between mentor and mentee, between starter and backup this year.
And I didn't expect to go this route in this segment when we talked about, like, I saw the cut sheet and yeah. I wanted to talk about that cut. But I hope everyone that has ran their mouth for the last 6 months will just shut the hell up now.
It can't be here.
Because this is the benefit.
Yep.
Even if, guys, he's not here when the season starts, but you're just getting these days to work. This is where Kirk Cousins being a good dude, a good teammate, a team player, all benefits your young quarterback. It helped you last year, and it's probably helping you right now. I know that there's a cut out there where he says, well, and I'm talking about he as in Zach Robinson says, I know that was TJ, but this is Zach Robinson. But Robinson says, yeah, you know, Kirk's here, he's there, he's... You know, it's not all, it's meaning he's not there every day for some of the stuff. But this is just the growth part. And look, there is something to be said where TJ Yates is like, why'd you call this? Why did you throw? What did you see here? Like, they're breaking down everything, not that happened in the play alley, but everything that Michael Penix saw. And Kirk is sitting in that room saying, why did you do this? What did you see here? And then vice versa, you know, Big Penix is saying, Kirk, why did you throw there? What were you seeing? What am I missing? It's just like a walking through it kind of thing.
Well, I'd love to see a breakdown of teams that, you know, implement this GoPro into their training mm-hmm. and how they do versus ones that don't. But I have to imagine, do you think this is difficult for Kirk to always take the high road like this and to be in there playing ball, being the good mentor when he's technically benched?
I don't think it's that much different in his mind.
Okay.
I think that Kirk last year was probably after he stomached the fact that they drafted Michael Penix, you know, to be the heir apparent, he probably gets, like, he's not to me the kind of guy that's going to be standoffish the way we've seen guys in the past that are like, ain't my job.
Right.
Ain't my job.
Right.
That was never going to be Kirk Cousins, in my opinion. We've all got a chance to know him through interviews and everything else. I think it's almost the same way. Like, I think whether or not he's a starter, he's probably getting his reps, and they're probably talking through it in the meeting room, and they're probably utilizing the GoPro, and it's probably all the same questions. It's just who you're working with at that point. That Kirk's looking at it going, well, you know, instead of throwing to Drake, I'm throwing to Kadarrell. You know, it's a little bit different in that aspect, but I don't really think much of the communication has changed in the meeting room. I really don't. I think that it's probably pretty much the same. It's just they're just sitting in two different chairs.
Yeah, I tend to agree. And I think it's an interesting question. Is it hard? I think generally he cares about people, and I think he has a way of, and I think a lot of us probably do it when it comes down to it is, you know, we want to help out our teammate. We want to help out, and especially when you're around someone that you like, you kind of buy into them. And when you buy, look, we, and the thing is we all handle it differently. when I buy into someone, as in I appreciate them, I like them, and if there's a if they've asked me or there's a way I can help them, I'm the biggest jerk in the world to them because I think so much. I put so much in, and I'm like, I want to see coming out. And I get, you know, you get frustrated when they don't make the right decision. On the flip, if I don't like you, it's probably way worse. But that's Dylan. I'm hard on Dylan, and he's greatest guy we have around here.
Well, look, we got to get into the front page. Changes abound in the college football playoff. You wanted it. They delivered it. The reseeding of the college football playoff. Straight seating model now. The 12-team college football playoff moves to straight seating this fall. Not next fall, this fall, rewarding the selection committee's top four teams with the top four seeds in a first-round bye. They announced this yesterday. Now, remember, this past season, the four highest-ranked conference champions earned the top four seeds, regardless of where they were ranked. This also now includes Notre Dame. They'll be eligible to get the first-round bye as well. The five highest-ranked conference champions still guaranteed a spot. And the money model hasn't changed either, which I think is very interesting. Like, if you get the conference title, you're still getting the most money, but you obviously aren't guaranteed that first-round bye. It's a step in the right direction. I think we can all come to an agreement on that.
Yeah, sure. I still think there's something to be said for winning your conference, just like I think there's something to be said in the NFL for winning your division. To me, this is a way to guarantee for them more of a I think you're going to get the same teams, but I think this is a way to guarantee the Blue Bloods playing each other in the neutral site. That's what I think this is, to keep, you know, the attendance maybe more in line with what they want, because the only thing I question now is, are we going to see Boise win a conference and have to get to play at home? Are you going to see a team like Tennessee or Georgia or Florida go play on the blue turf maybe?
Smurf turf.
That could be interesting.
Well, and ESPN did do a look at last year, and if they had this system and reseeded it, it would have been Oregon State, UGA, Texas, and Penn State. But I'm curious, because we're always blind until someone complains. Where's the complaint in this one? Like, what are we missing? What's someone going to be complaining about this time next year?
Well, and I think that the fact that you didn't change the money model is what really holds some of the complaints at bay. Like I said, you're still getting $8 million, I think it is, to the conference champions. They could just be ranked, eight.
I think the complaint is going to be when a two-loss Texas team, like last year, they'd have been four. Let's just say, for instance, it was last year, like you said. I think when a team that's lost to Georgia twice is still in the top four and has a bye, I think someone's going to say, so a one-loss conference champion is going to have to play the first weekend, while a two-loss non-conference champion, because of what the conference they play in, because of the perception of maybe even just their name and their brand recognition, gets a bye. Yeah. Someone's not going to like that. And look, you're right. The money is one thing, but at the end of the day, we're sports fans. We find things to complain about.
Yeah. I think that it's all lining up. I'm completely good with this. I haven't seen much pushback. It just makes sense, right? It's just one of those things you're like, all right, we dealt with that for 1 year. It was never going to be a perfect science. Let's move on. And I think, the other part of this is it's a ticking clock until we expand the playoff anyways. So we'll be having the same conversation probably next offseason about 16 teams. Where do you seed them? It's like, dude, who even knows at this point? We don't know what college football is going to look like next month, much less a year or two from now. All right, we're going to move on. When we come back, we're going to hit a little bit of those NBA playoffs. We also got a Mac drop on tap.
Yes, we have the rookie report on deck. Somebody on this show.
Yes.
Doesn't always take the easy shot, and I want to give them credit.
Oh, man. Oh, wait a minute. Who is that?
We'll find out soon.
All right, stick with us here. It's the Morning Show, Sports Radio 910 A Game.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Sports Radio 92.9. It's the morning shift with Mike, Bo, myself, Allie Mack, and Dylan at 6:42. We're going to get to the NBA playoffs in a moment. My rookie report as well. You can get on the conversation on Twitter at 929 Morning Shift. First, Mike, you unveiled something yesterday. That you are taking your wife to a vineyard.
Yes. Yes.
There's also a NASCAR museum.
Yeah, there is.
And she didn't know that second part. No. So did someone through the 92.9 grapevine fill her in yesterday?
She was alert to the goings-on. She had a busy day yesterday, so obviously she works at a high school. Wednesday night they had graduation, so the day after is always like their faculty meeting. And I just knew. I was like, dude, somebody is definitely going to swarm her in their faculty meeting and be like, the Children's Vineyard, huh?
Uh-huh.
And what? I had to alert her to the fact that, yes, there might be a Childress Museum tour happening before our wine tasting.
Was it a certain person that says they don't listen but just always have a comment to her about the show?
It wasn't that guy. Their name might rhyme with Honaldson.
Oh, yeah? How is Ronaldson?
it comes from different directions, and there's a lot of people she works with that will listen from time to time because, obviously she is a big part of my content when I talk on the show about my relationship. And she just usually now will just roll her eyes and go, nothing surprises me. That guy's always up to something. He's always trying to get his way. It's not enough that I told him I'd go to a race on Memorial Day weekend for my couples getaway, but we got to squeeze a couple museums in there along the way.
So you aren't in trouble at all?
No, I think that she is kind of just, she has wrapped her mind around the fact that there will be stock cars involved this weekend. So she's like, if there's a wine tasting after, I can walk through a little museum on the way to the wine tasting. We're doing the wine tasting in like one of these like cave things. They call it the Victory Room.
I would just like to remind some people that if you want to go out gallivanting around at night, gambling on little housewife games.
This is not me. Mahjong.
Then there's going to be a price to pay. And this is the price. Memorial Day weekend.
You hear that, Amy?
NASCAR.
I'm
not talking about Amy.
I know.
Trust me.
I'm just trying to deflect from my own wife.
I'm trying to get you in trouble, not myself.
We've been talking about Mahjong so much on the show. Now I'm getting those targeted ads because our phones are always listening. And now I get targeted ads for Mahjong. I'm like, maybe I should try it. I could hang out with Lindsay.
They love it. I don't know.
The Pro Football Talk just posted a tweet. Or I guess it was from yesterday. The Dolphins have signed a quarterback named Brett Gabbert. And I thought it was a parody. because I don't know Brett Gabbert, and he right. and he's got like the he's got the long hair and like the
Blaine's
the,
cousin,
the Fu Manchu like kind of mustache look going on, and I'm like, is this a parody account? Like, who the hell is what is this?
Well, we got to get to the NBA playoffs. Game 2 of the Western Conference. It was last night. OKC took down the Timberwolves 118 to 103. Now, SGA had a great night, bringing in 38 points, 8 assists, and this was after accepting his MVP award, very well deserved. Game 3 is going to shift to Minnesota on Saturday. That's at 8:30, and tonight we have the Eastern Conference Game 2 in New York. Pacers are up 1 in the series and play the Knicks at 8 p.m. tonight. I know, Bo, you're going to be watching that, rooting on the Knicks. Right?
No.
No.
I'll be watching.
I was going to say, you got him until it was the Knicks.
But not with the Knicks.
Right.
I'll be pulling for the Pacers. And I don't even like that much to either, because I don't want to see Halliburton's dad get any joy these days. But I like Halliburton because I love the fact that Halliburton was ripped on by anonymous players in a poll about being overrated, and all he's done is step the blank up. I love it. But to the game last night, I thought it was funny that SGA was like, man, I was so juiced up that I was kind of fatigued. I was kind of tired.
A little bit tired.
I wish I could perform at anything like that when I was tired the way he did. I'm disappointed in this series so far. I do think Anthony Edwards, I think he dropped like 32 or something last night.
Thinking about 32 shots to get there.
26, but who's counting? I mean, no one. Hey, now we care how many shots it takes. Nobody care when LeBron or Kobe's dropping 50 shots to get to 35 points. But now that it's Anthony Edwards, we're going to keep count. And I know that Mike's not doing that, but I've been disappointed a little bit in how this series has started. I hope that the Timberwolves can go home and kind of piece together this. I would like to see this series honestly go the distance. I want this series to go this distance, and I want the Pacers to sweep the Knicks, because blank the Knicks.
I had deja vu watching Game 2 of the Western Conference Finals last night.
Durant?
Game 1 of the Western Conference Finals looked exactly like how Game 2 looked, and I mean that by this. In Game 1, it was 44-48 at halftime. Game 2 last night, 50-58. So the Timberwolves were right there at the half, just like they were in Game 1. And there was another 10-0 run that allowed the Thunder to get ahead and keep the distance and pull away. They had another second half where they just dominated the Minnesota Timberwolves. And then, to me, the name of this game was the turnover battle. The Timberwolves had 14 turnovers, gave up 22 points off those turnovers. OKC played a clean game last night. They only had 3 turnovers, only gave up 2 points off those turnovers. So that clean game really was the difference to me. Anthony Edwards, again, while he did have the 32, was an inefficient 32 to y'all's point. And while Jaden McDaniels stepped up, Julius Randle was nowhere to be seen. He was so bad that they didn't even play him in the fourth quarter. That's how bad he was. So it can't be a story of, okay, Jaden McDaniels has a big game along with Ant one game, and then it's Julius Randle. Like, Julius Randle and Jaden McDaniels can't take turns having big games. They all need to step up, and those three in particular, McDaniels, obviously Ant-Man, and Julius Randle, they all need to have big games at the same time to compete with this Thunder team, who, again, I think are more deep than the Timberwolves. So if it continues to look like this, Ant-Man and the Wolves are in trouble.
Well, I certainly hope not, but we'll see. Game 3 again shifts to Minnesota on Saturday at 8:30. And guys, it's hard to believe, but it's now been 4 weeks that I've been hanging out with you. So we've got to get to my rookie report. Yeah. And just a reminder, I am hitting the road this weekend. If you'd like to come out and meet me, you can join me in Sports Radio 92.9 tomorrow, 10 to noon at Calavan Kia of Lithia Springs. You can check out Atlanta's largest selection of new Kias and over 350 used cars. Don't miss your chance to score a 5-day cruise for 2 with every car sold. Again, it's tomorrow, 10 to noon. I would love to meet you out at Calavan Kia of Lithia Springs on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Try to talk to somebody for Dylan over there if you can. I'm sure there's a body shop involved.
Such
and they
a
can
good
hook
point.
Something up. Yeah, I'm sure somebody can plug him in over there.
Dylan, come meet me out there, okay?
I got you, Ali Mac.
We'll
I'll start
to
shaking
someone.
Some hands and, you know, kissing babies. And see
exactly, exactly. All right, well, it has been 4 weeks now that I've been on the air with the morning shift, hanging out with this amazing, dynamic show. And I didn't
What's she talking about?
I didn't get to mention this last week, but I wanted to give a shout-out to your wifeys. Both of you, Mike, Bo, have the coolest wifeys, and they joined us for Fair or Foul Friday a couple weeks ago, the Mother's Day edition. I'm just very impressed. Outkicked your coverage, as they would say.
No doubt about it, especially Bo. But yes, I think there's definitely a thing there. I don't know how that happened, but I'm very, very joyful about
and
that.
One thing I gathered from that
she doesn't
is
do trivia in the car, but it is what it is. You know, you can always shoot higher.
Well, you better be careful.
I think there is something that we learned during that segment that all hubbies and boyfriends can learn from Bo. Before I declare this one, this is just a highlight. It's not to take a shot at anyone else and how they handle this in their household. The trash move, Bo. Oh. Amy mentioned if you are out of town, you set up arrangements for someone to handle trash day.
That's right.
Absolutely massive. I do applaud you
on
that one.
How you like it now?
Well, we're starting with the nice because we'll get to the critical in a moment.
Okay.
Mike, do not always take the easy shot. It's been a couple weeks since you asked for Grant's phone number. And
yes.
I have an iPhone, so I just shared the contact with you. And when I did that, I did not realize everything you have aligned with your contact goes
profile
with
profile picture, the whole thing.
There's a heart next to his name.
Good.
Oh, boy.
And I kept it. I didn't delete anything. I was like, yep, it's staying just this in my phone.
So you know.
Yeah.
You can uncheck certain things
that you share.
When you do that.
Yeah.
You know, that makes sense now.
You live and you learn.
Yeah.
You live and you learn.
I was like, this is so cute. This contact is so cute.
The photo that I...
Yeah, I'll show it to you.
The photo of Grant is him wearing like a feather boa posing like a WWE wrestler. So.
You be careful. We might have to post that picture on the Morning Shift account.
You know what's funny?
We might have to.
It
might break the internet.
when you know people are together, or when you even sometimes when you meet a new couple, you may be like, oh, I bet it's this and that.
Uh-huh.
And you guys are like, so when I found out you obviously I've known both of y'all for a long time, you're feeding into everything that I thought your relationship would be. Like, absolutely. Like, your every like stereotype or like judgment that I've made is like, oh, well, that one's real. Like, oh, that one's real. Oh, okay. That's Hollywood Grant Macaulay. Yeah. Oh, the heart. Look at the heart.
Yeah, it's beautiful, man. It is. Love is a beautiful thing.
What if it would have been like a nickname?
I want her to get
him
to the harsh stuff now because I'm like, dude, what's coming around the corner?
Yep, exactly. So we're going to start with Bo. I've realized that you pick and choose words to add letters to and remove letters from.
I need an example.
There's one right there. An example. Where's the example?
Yeah.
Oh, the E's silent.
Yeah. Or the word accepted.
Yeah.
How do I say it?
Say it.
Accepted.
There we go. We're missing a C there, buddy.
You're missing a C.
Why do you need two of them?
And
he said A-S-E.
He said accepted.
He said accepted.
You're just wasting C's at that point. I'm very frivolous.
Well, you have to save those letters for when you add them to certain Braves players'
that's
names.
That's right. Like who?
Who's our first baseman?
Matt Olson.
With a T.
Olson. There's definitely a T in there. Yes.
Olson.
By the way, he's red hot. I got some stats on him if you want to hear him.
Ding. All right. Mike, I've learned something very strange about you this week.
Oh, okay.
And I need to know the root of this.
Okay.
Why don't you like food that you have to eat with a spoon?
It's more of the bowl thing. It's not that I don't like it. It's just not something that I'm like, oh, I can't wait. You know what I mean? Like, I'm not something about like handheld food. Just, I don't know. I have busy hands. Where if it's cereal, if it's soup, if it's ice cream in a bowl with a spoon, like I'm just coming. As a matter of fact, when I eat all of those things, maybe aside from soup, I usually put them in a cup.
Really?
Yes. I usually put ice cream in a cup or cereal in a cup straight up.
My wife
will attest to this right now. When we started dating, I ate cereal one time out of a cup. She's like, what are you doing? I was like, I don't know. It just seems more spill-proof. I don't know what it is.
So you put it in a cup, and you no longer use the spoon. You just drink it.
No. I use the spoon just out of a cup. That's what
bowls.
I'm saying. It's not the spoon. It's the bowl.
That's even weirder.
I don't know why. I can't wait for a hearty bowl of that chicken noodle soup. Like, that's just not my vibe. I don't know what it is. And it's the same with ice cream. Look, I've got enough problems nutritionally. I don't need to add ice cream to the fray. You know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
So I don't know. It's just an easy thing for me. When I look at a bowl, I'm like, nah, I'm good.
So when you get like a bowl from like Chipotle or something like that, I guess you don't see that as the same thing?
No.
You're not putting Chipotle in a cup.
No. I don't know.
One That's final critique for my rookie report, and it's for Dylan.
Ha.
He's very secure in his masculinity.
So he thinks.
Because I feel if you gave Dylan a sash that said passenger princess.
Yes.
He would wear
it. He would
proudly.
Rock it 100%.
Yeah.
I would rock it, bro. 1,000. I would rock that. Absolutely.
Bro, and it would be pink and it would be frilly.
I would rock it. I'm happy to be a passenger princess,
wow,
man.
Wow, bro.
There are certain perks to passenger princesses that, I mean, you just don't understand.
Would you ever consider, just before we go to break, Allie, nice job.
Thank you.
Would you ever consider getting Simone's name tattooed on you?
Hmm.
When you get married. Matter of fact,
yeah,
you know what?
If we got married, then maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe.
I'm thinking you get her name tattooed around your ring finger.
That's
where
exactly
your
what I envisioned.
I think that's what's going to happen.
That would be kind of hard. Yeah. I would do that.
Yeah, all right.
As a guy that doesn't have any tattoos, I could see that being a one.
I mean, we had to roll on. We're late. Shocker. We got to go to break. When we come back, we're going to talk more about year two. Year two for Michael Penix. Year two for Zach Robinson. What changes, if any, can we expect? And how at ease are both of those guys feeling for your Atlanta Falcons? We'll talk about that on the other side of the break. Stick with us here on the Morning Shift. Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. ExpressPros.com.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.